Dan Chisholm
on BBC Radio Cumbria.
BBC Radio Cumbria.
Well, now to the news that the Lake District Cheese is now the fastest growing cheese brand in the country since it was rebranded. From today, it will be advertised in cinemas as part of a £1 million campaign. So how significant can rebranding be for a business? Well, joining us now is one of the country's leading branding experts, Paul Hitchens. Hello, Paul.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening. Thanks for joining us. To rebrand and incorporate something as world famous as the Lake District must have been a huge plus.
I think so, yeah. I mean, it's an internationally recognised area of outstanding natural beauty, understood and recognised around the globe. And, people at the region are rightfully proud of that too. And I think what goes with that is an expectation that there's going to be a high standard of animal husbandry, and that these cows, are going to be grazing on probably the most glorious pastures, and that can't hurt the end product, the milk that goes to make the cheese.
Well, when we talk about a brand which has now become the fastest growing cheese brand in the country since being rebranded, that suggests that rebranding can be a very, very useful weapon.
Yes, it certainly can. I mean, it's a shortcut for the consumer. It makes a much easier purchasing decision. It means that you don't have to sit down and read all the material behind it. You don't have to study instructions. And this can be applied to all sorts of products, from cars to fridges. And of course, that goes through to food too.
Yeah, because I know that you've been involved in a lot of these sort of big campaigns for rebranding and all the rest of it. And when we look at some of the more successful ones, what have you identified as being the most important factor in rebranding?
Well, the most important thing to remember is the experience is really fundamental. You can't put a gloss onto something. You can't construct an image that simply isn't true. The consumer is intelligent. They know what they're buying. They'll know very quickly whether they like the flavour of the cheese. They are quite happy to read the packaging and find out the ingredients. And most mothers now are very careful to make sure that the ingredients in any products won't have any allergy problems for their children. And as they read the back and have become quite used to reading the back of the packaging, they also then find out whether this cheese that it may have been branded as a niche product is in fact actually owned by a large conglomerate. The great story here is that it isn't, that this is, in effect, an artisan cheese made by a dairy company with impeccable credentials.
Well, the interesting thing, if we broaden this out a bit, is it raises a question I've always wanted to ask somebody. So now, as you're here it comes. What is it then that enters the minds of people when you get something like, for example, a bar called Marathon that is then changed to Snickers?
Yes. I mean, that's great. I mean, it's sort of counterproductive. I mean, that's a kind of a regional thing too. I mean, what we're talking about here with Lake District Cheese Company is we're putting the region on the map. That the company behind it is losing that rather generic name of First Milk, and is proudly informing you about the region. I'm in my 40s and I grew up on Marathon, and I was very used to that brand name, and had an emotional attachment to that name. Changing it to Snickers, I think, threw a lot of people, and it wouldn't have been a strategy that I had advised. I understand, of course, that it was about streamlining a global positioning so that in all markets the name Snickers became recognizable from country to country, and that's the rationale behind it. And so, but you have to take your customers on that journey with you.
Yeah, expensive business rebranding, though, so you have to get it right, don't you?
You do, and of course, quite often the news will leap on the fact that they'll say this logo cost X amount, and of course, the brand is not the logo. It's merely a symbol that helps people recognise that the value and the product. So, it's a quality stamp. It's a guarantee of the service that you enjoy. And if you do feel an affinity with the brand, if you enjoy that particular product, you want to know that it is authentic. And we're very good at noticing when people are doing a kind of a Me Too branding exercise, when they're trying to jump on the bandwagon of global established brands just to almost deceive people. That simply isn't acceptable. Mm. And so you have to be very careful. So it's very important to tell the truth. Be honest in your branding.
Paul, one final question which I'd like to ask you, just because you are the man who will have an idea, and that is that, as I mentioned, the Lake District Cheese Company then are going to be advertised in cinemas, part of a £1 million campaign. How would you, what are you expecting as a result of that?
Well, it's going to be awareness. I mean, it's a nice place to break a cheese, as it were, because after, I think of cheese, I think of Wallace and Gromit, you know, you know, there's a nice kind of tie-in there in a way. You know, we used to sing cheese celebrated on our screen, so it could make an interesting change from feeling a pang of hunger for popcorn. Perhaps we should be eating cheese snacks whilst we watch our films.
Paul, great to talk to you. Thank you so much for giving up your time. Thank you. That's Paul Hitchens, who is one of the country's leading branding experts. He knows his stuff and has also, incidentally, if you're interested in that, got a new book on the way as well.
Dan Chisholm
on BBC Radio Cumbria.
BBC Radio Cumbria.